Is Bayless Estates subdivision 205-55, revised final subdivision plan.
This is a revised subdivision plan for a 99-lot subdivision on a 75-acre lot, plus or minus, that is accessed from Mount Joy Road. That's Route 297. A revised preliminary subdivision plan and revised conditions of approval were approved by Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of January 12, 2017. That plan showed a reduction to the clubhouse pavilion, the removal of the pool, walking trails, tennis courts, and an increase to the lot sizes. The revised final subdivision plan complies with all the conditions of approval and complies with the zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 42. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Bayless Estates 2005-55, I recommend approval of the revised final site subdivision plan.
It's actually, just so we're clear, it's just a motion to approve the revised final subdivision plan.
Right.
So moved.
Yeah, this one's not a recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised final subdivision plan for Bayless Estates Phase 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Dollar General, Site Plan 17-28.
This is a final site plan for the construction of a 9,100 square foot retail convenience store with site improvements on a 2.98 acre parcel located off Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Fisher Road. Planning Commission approved the preliminary site plan and authorized parking within the front yard setback on June 8, 2017. The site complies with the zoning code. The tax parcel is 235-30.00-50.00. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Dollar General S-1728, I move for approval of the final site plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final site plan for Dollar General Site Plan 1728. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Americana Bayside, Sunridge Tennis Court, RPC.
This is a revised amenities site plan for Americana Bayside Medium Density Residential Plan Community, MRRPC, Phase 4. The proposal seeks to amend the site plan for the Sunridge Pool and amenities that were approved by Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 13, 2006, to increase the number of tennis courts to 7 and relocate the sand volleyball court. The revised amenities plan complies with the zoning code. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The tax parcels are District 533, Map 19, Parcels 1017 and 1018.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised final amenity site plan for Americana Bayside Sunridge Tennis Court, RPC.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve the revised final amenity site plan for Americana Bayside Sunridge Tennis Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Woodfield Preserve Amenities, subdivision 207-09.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for a 3,468 square foot clubhouse with associated swimming pool, court areas, car parking, and children's play area as part of the 253 lot Woodfield Preserve cluster subdivision. On August 11th of 2011, Planning and Zoning Commission approved a request to amend the conditional approval owed to require amenities to be constructed prior to the issuance of the 128th residential building permit. The preliminary amenities plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 9, Parcel 23. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
They got it.
Good.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary amenity site plan for Woodfield Preserve Amenities.
Second.
Would that be with final?
Oh, yeah, with final to be by staff, subject to receipt of all the permits.
Thank you.
Second.
We got a motion and second to approve the preliminary amenities site plan for Woodfield Preserve Amenities with final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals. Those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Spring Breeze Amenities, subdivision 204-8.
This is a preliminary amenity site plan for Spring Breeze subdivision, 2004-8. The site plan is for a 2,724 square feet, give or take, clubhouse building, parking area, and pool. The swimming pool and community clubhouse are being instructed to meet condition number 12 of the conditions for approval for the Spring Breeze subdivision, which states, a swimming pool and community clubhouse shall be centrally located within the subdivision. These amenities shall be constructed within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. The tax parcel is 234-11.00-78.00, a portion of that parcel. Zoning is AR1, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Spring Breeze Amenities 2004-8, with the final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for Spring Breeze Amenities Subdivision 204-8 with final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Tidemark Federal Credit Union, site plan 17-53.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 2,607 square foot commercial building with associated car parking and landscaping. The site is located as a zone C1 general commercial district on a 1.07 acre lot that is accessed from John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code and staff are awaiting agency approvals. The tax parcel ID is District 234, MAP 23, parcel 269.18. The proposal includes six parking spaces within the front yard setback for which a waiver is required.
I have a question. Where it's commercial, does it have to come back to PMZ?
It does not, unless you want to see it again.
Okay. All right. Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Tidemark Federal Credit Union, Route 24, S1753. The final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
And would that include the approval for the parking in the front yard setback?
You have to have the waiver with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant approval of the preliminary site plan for Tidemark Federal Credit Unit, site plan 17-53, granting the waiver from the setback with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Neche Ventures LLC, site plan 17-56.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 39,000 square foot building to be used as a contractor's office, material and equipment storage, refrigeration equipment fabrication, and a training facility with associated parking and landscaping. The zoning district is CR1, commercial residential, and the site is accessed from Whitesville Road and Sussex Highway, that's Route 13. The submitted preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code and staff are awaiting agency approvals. The tax parcel ID is District 532, MAP 6, parcels 86 and 87.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the Neche Ventures LLC S1756 preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all of the permits.
Second.
We have a motion and second to grant approval for preliminary site plan to Neche Ventures LLC, site plan 17-56, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our last item of other business is Lands of Watts, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision of a 2.538 acre lot. For take, this is lot 7. Off a 50-foot easement off Old Hickory Road after the consolidation of three large parcels totaling 56 plus or minus acres. Total additional lots are two additional lots, lot 5 and lot 6, with road frontage along Sharptown Road and Susan Beach Road, were also requested and do not require Planning Commission approval. The tax parcels are 432-11.00-34. Also parcel 35.01 and 32.04. Zoning is AR1 and staff are awaiting agency approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for the Lands of Watts with the final approval will be by the staff, subject receipt of whatever it was he said you were missing.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant approval of the minor subdivision of 50-foot easement for the lands of Watts with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. We'll go back to our public hearings.
Just real quick, who seconded the last one?
Mr. Hudson. Our first public hearing is change of zone number 1843, Shailesh Patel.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on change of zone number 1843 to allow the commission some time to consider the testimony presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on change of zone 1843, Shailesh Patel, for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is change of zone number 1845, LMHT LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1845, LMHT LLC, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Oops, sorry.
And we have two. We have a motion and a second on change of zone number 1845 LMHT LLC to defer action for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2113 Clean Bay Renewables LLC Sussex 1.
Chairman, I have prepared a motion on this application, and my motion is to defer action.
Mr. Johnson.
Second.
Yes. That's cool. we have a motion on
pick my jaw back.
We have a motion on conditional use number two. Mike used to do that all the time, didn't he? We have a motion on conditional use number 213 Clean Bay Renewables Energies LLC Sussex 1 to defer action for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our last public hearing was conditional use number 2114 Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2114 Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on conditional use number 2114 Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC to defer action for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. That's all the items on our agenda. Is there anything anyone has to bring for the good of the welfare of the commission?
I just have one thing. If you haven't met Samantha already, she started several months ago, but today was her first planning commission meeting, and she's been doing plan review in our office, so I just wanted to welcome her.
Welcome to the truth, Samantha.
Welcome to the matrix.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll say sorry.
Well, it's only going to get busier the way we're going, so that's a good thing. With that, we will stand adjourned.